I went to the curative ceremonies too on account of my health. I got cured this stomach ulcers, bleeding ulcers, that's what I had. And I ate this curative medicine and I got cured. And from there, it seems like I run this other one and then I go to this other one. Kind of mixed up like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I run into bad things like that, you know. And I run into bad luck. So then I put my peace pipe down. Well, I didn't put my peace pipe away. I still pray with my peace pipe, just direct, straight to God. But I quit my, you know, the power, the spirit, mm-hmm. ceremony power. Well, I didn't quit, but I just didn't want to do it. To bring a peace pipe to me, well, I just break it and spill a tobacco out, give back to them. And I told them I can't do it for some purpose. So I tell them what's my reason. Mm-hmm. And that's why I quit for a while, you know. For a while I quit like that. Oh, say about 15, 20 years I quit. Mm-hmm. And it just about a year and a half ago, just about a year and a half ago, it went back on me again. Just came back to me. My aunt and some cousins, three of my cousins, they want to put up a ceremony. So this aunt of mine, she bought the goods and she made tobacco. She knows, she always put up ceremonies for me. So she wants to pray for something, but no medicine man, they don't want to do it at Schweigman. So they want me. But I told them I quit. But they just want me to pray direct to God. Mm-hmm. And that's all. And then they put up a good ceremony. So I went ahead and got some sticks and got some that white clay and like that. And I got peace pipes and everything that already. And I got some singers. I was pretty lucky. There's three singers came and they sang for me. And they come in. Without me fasting or anything, they come back to me. Hmm. So that's why I continue again.
I see.
After the 4 year and a half now. Mm-hmm. Year and a half.
Where did you learn originally to be a medicine man? From your father or from...
Well, that was in 1942. That's just when that war started. Before that I fasted. I had an uncle, his name is Fred Hare. The Hare, they call it Hinshmela. He's a big fat old man. He's my uncle. He filled a pipe for me and he put me out. He built a sweat lodge about 2 miles from the place. Another sweat lodge where he sent me from. He put me out there in a canyon, way down in the canyon. Nobody there. A lot of rattlesnakes and a lot of hoot owls and coyotes and everything out in, you know, where there's nobody. Mm-hmm. And done that about 2 or 3 times, but I didn't know nothing. And different medicines. I didn't have no knowledge of any spirits or anything, or didn't have no vision, dream of anything or like that, you know. And one time again, he took me and he put me up again, his old man, Fred Hare. And this time, I have a knowledge of the spiders, these long-legged spiders. It's just that way, it came just that way. Made my vision that way. I don't know what they call it. But anyway, it started like that. Mm-hmm. Just the way I told here in my ceremonies, you know, that's the way it came to me. Just one spider. But there's a whole bunch of them. Of course, that means the spiders, that means it's an electricity too. They're all over. The four directions, and up and down, but just one spider, but he says he's all over, everywhere. He said, you can't fool me, because I'm all over. I'm all in one, but you can't fool me. So you can tell right there, he's electricity. Mm-hmm. Electricity is all over him. So that's, it's Fred Harry, the one that made me medicine man.
Good. This is a statement of purpose by Mr. Kill's enemy in his performance as a medicine man. And it goes as I quote. First paragraph, let it hereby be stated that I, Charles Kill's enemy, shall herein clarify why I should be awarded a medicine man's license for purposes of doctoring and treating a person or persons seeking my aid. I, as a medicine man, will not have any prejudices or ill feelings toward other medicine men. Second paragraph. If at all possible, I would like to obtain a license enabling me to practice various ceremonies in which I shall not be supervised by other medicine men. I wish to have no supervision because my visions and dreams have given me the rules and regulations for my ceremonies. The ceremonies might offend other medicine men. Paragraph. While ceremonies are being conducted, silence, respect, and concentration will be observed by all participants. As a medicine man, I will not commercialize nor in any way devalue the religious significance of my ceremonies. The following rules for the sweat lodge ceremony will be respected. Paragraph. Females in their monthly cycle will not be allowed to enter my sweat lodge or altar ceremonies. The only female or females that will be permitted to enter will be those that are ill. People intoxicated with liquor will also be restricted from entering the above said ceremonies. There will be two types of sweat lodge ceremonies. First will be the two-door opening, a ceremony of short duration, which will be used for medicine giving. The second will be the full or four-door opening, a ceremony of greater heat intensity. Neither of the ceremonies will be long or time-consuming. Paragraph. If these rules are followed as stated, then the herbs, medicine, and treatment will be beneficial to all concerned. Paragraph. During the sacred peace pipe ceremony, the utmost respect and silence will be maintained by all participants. For it is through the peace pipe that prayers to God are made. Because God created all living beings from his love, then those who take part in the peace pipe ceremony should pay homage to all animals, birds, insects, and sea life. Special acknowledgement will be given to the eagle, king of birds, for in the future they will enter into my ceremonies to doctor those who are ill. As the spirits or eagles heal, they will be gentle so that the patients will not be frightened. Paragraph. To be a medicine man, I must get along with human nature and all living things. I will perform my ceremonies and prayers with truth, sincerity, and will avoid anything that will interfere with my ceremonies or that the Great Spirit will reject, such as evil desires. I will ask all who participate in my ceremonies to observe God's laws so that he will answer all prayers. Paragraph. I am married legally in the White Man's Church. Both my wife and I are clear in every way and avoid intoxicating liquor. Therefore, my wife is eligible to handle my peace pipe and aid me in my prayers to the Great Spirit. She will also help me give medicine to those who are ill. Paragraph. Mr. Leonard Crow Dog, a young medicine man, recognizes and recommends the rules I have stated and vows to perform ceremonies under these same rules. Signed sincerely, Charles Kill's enemy.
Oh. I